Christmas?
Well, Thelma, I was gonna get her a Betsy Wetsy doll. When I got up to the counter, I didn't have the guts to ask for it.
Michael, what did you end up getting, Penny?
A dump truck.
Michael, come on now.
No, Thelma, I'm just kidding. I got her the doll, see?
Oh.
Betsy Wetsy. Who is it?
It's me.
Oh.
Oh, well, hide all this stuff. I don't want to see your presents, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's good.
Michael, not in the oven.
Penny. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hi, Penny.
Well, Penny, what's happening these days?
Oh, nothing much. Just Mom and I going Christmas shopping.
Oh.
Looking for something?
I might have lost something when I was over here yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you lose?
I'm not sure until I find it.
Penny, you wouldn't be snooping around trying to see your presents, would you?
For me?
Yeah.
Don't be silly. Oh, I dropped my purse.
Penny, it won't do any good. You'll just have to wait till Christmas Eve.
I'll try, but it won't be easy.
With boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. The ebony prince is here by golly, fa la 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 la.
JJ, did you get the tree?
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Right,
yeah, all right.
JJ, man, it's a good thing you got this thing off the street. You would have been arrested for indecent exposure.
Michael, this tree was in great shape before I got it on the bus. Got it in one of those tree fights over there.
A tree fight? Well, JJ, you should have brought home the winner.
Michael, this is the winner.
Well, maybe some decorations will help. Hey, I got an idea.
Hey, listen, everybody. What do you think Mama needs for Christmas?
What about the new album by Donna Summers?
You think she would like that?
No, but I sure would.
Hey, I just baked some cookies and I have some left over and I...
No, Thumb, you're gonna give the tree a hernia. Cookie.
I've saved some money, but I want to get Mama something really special.
How much you got?
$10.50.
Oh.
$10.50? You mean you saved up all that money by your little itty-bitty self?
I sure did.
Wow. Well, lay some of that cash on me. I'm busted.
Will you keep your paws off her money?
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Willana.
Are you ready to go shopping, baby?
Yes, Mama.
Okay.
But promise me you won't peek while I do my shopping.
Child, I am too pooped to peek. The Christmas rush at the boutique has been simply out of mind. Honey, listen. Ladies are pushing and shoving and screaming and kicking and yelling and pulling hair. And that's just in the restroom. Excuse me, honey. What is this?
Willona? That is our Christmas tree.
I've seen my panels with more leaves on it than that, child. Come on, baby. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Thelma, either you got the presents in the refrigerator or you gift wrapping the food.
Presents? What presents?
JJ, get out of here. Come on.
Just what I always wanted. A Betsy Wetsy doll with icicle in her drawers.
Who knocketh? It's Tiny Tim.
Greetings of the season. Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Can knock it off, Bookman, knock it off.
Okay, what you want, Ham Hocks?
Oh, Miss Woods, you know what just arrived from you know where for you know who.
How'd she find out?
Oh, bugger!
Was there anything else I can do for you warm folks in this generous, warm season?
Uh-oh, JJ, Bookman's being nice. He must expect something.
Yeah, Bookman's expecting a green Christmas.
I'm appalled. I mean, the thought of a Christmas bonus never entered my mind.
Oh, I'm glad, honey, because it never entered our minds either.
Hey, the word's out on the street that you guys are giving a Christmas Eve party.
That's right, Bookman.
Well, I guess I'm gonna be all alone.
Why? Aren't you spending it with Mrs. Bookman?
That is spending it alone.
You see, Penny, Mrs. Bookman's going to spend Christmas with her mother. See, my mother-in-law and I don't get along at all. She's never forgiven me for stealing her only daughter, and I've never forgiven her for letting me steal her.
It sounds like I'm listening to a soap opera as the booger turns. Hey, of course you can come to the party.
Goody, goody, goody.
Come on, darling.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Bookman?
Yes, Penny?
After we're gone, could you bring up the you-know-what from the you-know-where for the you-know-who?
Thanks a lot, Scrooge. Okay, we can start over here.
But, Mommy, you promised to let me shop by myself.
Okay, baby. Now, listen, we'll both do our shopping and meet back here in 1 hour. And if you miss me, get a cab and come on home, okay? Here's your coffee. Penny.
Yes, Mama?
I love you. This is the happiest Christmas ever.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, look. Oh, look, baby, there's Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa. My name is Penny.
Hello, Penny. And my name is Linda. And I got some reindeer named Donner and Blitzen and Bender. I wish you joy and I wish you cheer. Have a cool you and a mellow new year. Would you like some gifts to hang in your stocking? I take master charge and validate parking.
Oh, Lenny, why don't you go climb a chimney? Okay, I'll meet you here in 1 hour, okay?
Okay,
okay, bye-bye.
Can I help you, miss?
Oh, miss, is that me?
Look, it's been a long day. Did you want to see something?
Yes.
What?
About $10.50 worth for the best mama in the whole world.
$10.50 worth. What's her size?
About this high and this wide and about this far out.
I'm sorry I asked.
Wait a minute. This little heart on the chain, can I see that?
Oh, this is our last one.
It's beautiful. How much is it?
You're in luck, $10.
She'll love it. I'll take it.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, excuse me.
Oh! That'll be $10.50. You want it gift wrapped?
No, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
My purse is gone.
Well, maybe you left it at home.
No, I had it right here just a minute ago, and now it's gone.
Oh, sure you did.
I did, honestly.
Ah, well, maybe somebody did take it. You know, at Christmas time, the pickpockets come out of the woodwork.
Oh, my money was in there. What am I gonna do?
I'm sorry, honey. Really, I am, you know. Next, can I help you?
Hey, JJ, you got that bike together yet?
All together, Michael, all together. Yes, sir.
Hey, JJ, look at that bike.
Michael, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? Are you sure you didn't get it from the same place you got that tree?
That must be Penny. Come on, put this bike away. Yeah, hurry up. Yeah.
And fix the seat right, man.
You okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Hello again.
Come on in. Michael, you remember Mrs. Dobbs from the Department of Children and Family Services?
Oh, sure. How are your corns?
You don't ask people about their corns.
Oh, that's all right. Actually, they're much better. Now they only hurt when I walk.
You're here to see Willona and Penny, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. The probationary period is nearly up, and now the department is considering the final adoption.
Oh! Willona is a great mother.
Yeah! So you're gonna make the adoption final right now.
Well, I do have to make out my report, KK.
That's JJ.
Well, it's only one letter away. Oh, I certainly hope that Miss Woods gets home early. I have a meeting tonight. Corn Sufferers Anonymous.
Corn Sufferers Anonymous?
Yes, it's a club I belong to. And if any member gets a corn attack, why, they call other members, and then they all come over, and we try on each other's shoes. Until the pain goes away.
Well, I'll make you some coffee, okay?
Thank you.
Hi. Oh, Miss Dawes, what are you doing here?
Well, I just thought it was time to make an honest woman of you, Ms. Woods. Oh, well, not that you're not honest. I mean, it's time to make Penny legitimate. Not that she's not legitimate. I mean, it's final adoption time.
Final adoption time? Yeah. Out of sight! Where's Penny?
Willona, we thought she was with you.
Well, she was, but I told her we got mixed up in the department store to come on home. She should be here by now.
Oh, that's probably her now. Let me get on over there. See what's happening.
Penny, where you been? I've been waiting for you.
Sorry I couldn't meet you. Oh, hi, Mrs. Dobbs.
Hello, sweetheart.
Can I help you?
Are you the little girl's mother?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but this young lady's been picked up for shoplifting.
I won't do it again, Mama. I promise. I just wanted to get you that present more than anything.
Oh, Penny. There'll be no more excuses. Did a very wrong thing. It's a good thing the department store left it in my hands.
I'm sorry.
Go home and wait for me. I have a lot of talking to do to you when I get there.
I'm just glad I don't have to spend Christmas in the slammer.
Kids, I want to talk to Miss Dobbs alone. Do you mind?
Sure. Oh, of course not, Mama.
We got to put Penny's bike together anyway.
Well, forget about the bike for now. She's not getting it for Christmas.
What? I've got to learn how to read all those instructions in Japanese?
JJ, it's important I talk to Miss Dobbs.
All right. Sayonara.
Miss Dobbs, hope you don't think I'm being too rough on her, but she has to be punished.
Well, I'm afraid the problem is more serious than that.
What do you mean?
The child is stealing.
But I'm punishing her for it. I told you I was punishing her for it.
Well, that's good. That's very good. Parental discipline is very important. Miss Woods, May I call you Willona? I feel that with my dropping in here twice a month, we've become very good friends.
Yeah, call me Willona.
Willona, I feel that this is the wrong environment for Penny.
Miss Dobbs, how can you pop in here twice a month and tell me you think this is the wrong environment for Penny? There is nothing wrong with this environment.
Well, maybe things have gotten a little bit out of control.
Things have not gotten out of control! Sorry. First time any of this has ever happened. Penny has never stolen before, and she won't do it again. I promise you that.
Well, I'm sorry too, Willona, but I've got my instructions. I'm afraid this puts a different light on the adoption.
Oh, Miss Dawes, please don't say that.
Well, I'm afraid that the department will want to investigate further before I can recommend final adoption.
Miss Dobbs, look, why don't you do this? Why don't you come to our Christmas Eve party? Then you can see for yourself what a warm and loving environment this really is, okay?
Well, maybe I could do that.
Oh, thanks. Hey, by the way, what is your first name?
Hortense. But don't tell anybody. Not even my husband.
You mean your husband doesn't even know your first name?
I told him it was Carlotta. Our marriage needs all the romance it can get. Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Could I have another cup of that delicious eggnog?
Ah, sure, Miss Dobbs. Here you go. Fresh one. Hey, you better watch out. Don't let that eggnog sneak up on you.
Sneak up? I think it's passing me. Would you believe that my mother wanted me to be a ballerina? Da, 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 da. You know, in our school play, I was the only sugar plum fairy wearing Dr. Scholl's. Well, peace on earth, goodwill toward feet.
Well, looks like Mrs. Dobbs is having a lot of fun.
What does it matter? Tomorrow, when her head clears up, she'll remember about the adoption. I might even lose Penny.
Oh, ho, ho, Penny. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Come in and join the party.
I don't know, Penny. I don't have that much time. I gotta get back to the North Pole. My elves are waiting for me. Grumpy, Sneezy, and Leroy.
Those are dwarves.
Dwarves, elves, whatever. All I know is they keep biting me on the knee. Ho, 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 ho. What a great-looking tree you got here. Woo-hoo-hoo. I couldn't have picked out a better tree myself. It's an honor leaving presents under this tree. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Penny, you're a lucky little girl to have Santa Claus come to your party.
It's really JJ.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Penny.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
I came all the way from the North Pole, and I'm hungry. Do you have any food for me and my reindeer?
Do your reindeers eat clam dip?
No, but does Santa do?
You see, Penny, Santa came to your party after all.
It's really Mr. Buffalo Butt.
Oh. Is there no enchantment left in children?
Hey, Santa, can I ask you a favor?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
You know, when I was a little kid, my mother never took me to see Santa Claus. And I've always had this secret longing. Can I sit in your lap?
And me end up with a fractured lap?
Miss Dobbs, can I talk to you now?
Merry Christmas. Fill her up, unleaded. This is the most delicious eggnog. It's one hell of a drink you're serving here.
Well, I'm glad you like it there, Miss Dobbs.
Oh, call me Carlotta. You know, I'm having such a wonderful time. I feel like singing.
Well, go ahead, be my guest.
I am your guest. Unless I'm at the wrong party.
Attention, everyone. Carlotto would like to sing a little song here.
Do you have a piano?
No, we sent ours out to be dry cleaned.
Well, I'll just have to sing Acapulco.
Very well, Mama.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtlenecks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of April, my true love sent to me 12 string bikinis, 10 panties hosing, 3 orthopedic shoes. No, that's 3 turtle soups. No, 2 turtle tubes. Oh, wait a minute. I would never eat a turtle. And a partridge in a partridge.
And they say, where's all the new talent coming from?
Glad you like the classics, KK.
Well, I see my Christmas present, Doth Call.
Miss Dobbs, come on, let's have a little private talk here.
A little talk?
Yeah, over here.
What about?
About Penny.
Oh. What about Penny?
Now, you've seen her environment, right? It's full of love and fun and good vibes. Are you gonna let me keep her?
Huh? Well, I don't know. One Christmas party does not an adoption make.
I see. Tell me something, Miss Dobbs. Do the people down at the Family and Children's Services know that you can really belt out a song? Huh?
Oh, good heavens, no. Oh, no. That department is so, how can I say it?
Conservative?
Stuffy. They frown on any kind of frivolity.
How do they? What would you say if I told you I had a tape recorder going?
Tape recording. Mm-hmm. The tape things?
Yes.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would. To every supervisor in your department. Shall I play it back for you now so you can hear what it's gonna sound like to them? Two turtle doves, five nights.
Alone, the sky full of.
Since I couldn't get you a Christmas present, well, I made you something.
What? Okay.
It's the same as the one I was gonna buy you, only it's made out of paper.
Oh, Penny, it's priceless. It's just what I wanted, baby. Hortense, can I talk to you a minute? Look, I got something I gotta tell you. There's no tape recorder. I couldn't have played anything for the department. And even if I could, I couldn't stoop to anything that underhanded. It's not my style.
Oh, I see. Well, Valona, there's something that I want to tell you, too. After being here tonight and seeing all the fun and the love and the good vibes, well, I'd already made up my mind to recommend the final adoption.
Oh, wow!
Mama, did she say final adoption?
That's what she said.
You mean we're each other's forever?
Forever and ever.
That's the best Christmas present in the whole world.
Oh, Miss Dawes, what can I do to thank you?
You can get off my corns.